This is Free Talk Live, the very final show for 2009. We're here, New Year's Eve edition of the program, taking your calls as we always do. Thanks so much to, I believe it's Jared in over at the GCN studios who came in tonight special to run Free Talk Live. Normally they take the day off. They also usually take tomorrow off, but we're going to be here tomorrow as well. So New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, you'll get live content here on Free Talk Live, and we will be here taking your phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Big announcement tonight coming up, but first we're going to go to your phone calls, and let's start things out here with Nick. By the way, it is New Year's Eve, so if you want to tell
Happy Drunk Day.
If you want to tell us, you're welcome to call if you're drunk. If you want to tell us about your New Year's resolutions, you're certainly welcome to do that. Or share anything you want, as always. Nick is in California on Free Talk Live. Hello, Nick.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. What's on your mind tonight, Nick?
First off, I want to say the website's great. I saw it before while you guys were developing, and now that you've launched it, it's wonderful.
All right. Well, you just broke the big news. Good job.
I hate to say it, I'm sorry, but I will say that the live streaming is down, so if someone tries to live stream from the site, it's not working. So you might want to check that out.
Okay, thank you for that. We'll look into that.
Somewhat important, yes. But anyways, I just kind of wanted to call you guys about the conversation I had with my boss at work, and I'm pretty liberal with my words with my management and just everybody at work, and I don't know if it's a good idea, but I just do it anyways, and so got into a conversation with my boss about, or just randomly, and he ended up telling me he worked for a law group that brought class action lawsuits against corporations and businesses that, and he says one specifically where Denny's, which is, I don't know if they have it back east, but Denny's is like a Taro's or, you know, overnight restaurant. Mm-hmm. They were requiring black people to pay for their meal before they got it and not anybody else. And so his law firm helped.
Oh, my.
Bring a class action lawsuit.
You knew about that, did you not?
Wait, this wasn't Denny's. It was another restaurant, right?
I mean, that's what he told me.
No, wait, I was understanding it was Denny's. It wasn't a necessary. You know, that's what they were doing, as opposed to saying, well, you're black, you're going to have to pay ahead. They weren't doing that.
Yeah.
But, that's how it was going.
No, I had not heard about that.
And that's how he explained it to me. And I assume it was some years back because he's been with the company I work for now for a while. But I kind of voiced my opinion that I didn't think that that should have happened. I told him that I thought that the customer should have made a decision not to go back and, you know, voice their opinion about it and essentially ostracize the business. And he basically, he couldn't believe what I was saying. And the next day he started calling me Rush Limbaugh. He's been calling me Rush ever since then. And I try to disassociate myself with Rush Limbaugh right away, but what do you think? You think am I off the wall by saying that?
Well, the first thing you need to do when you, make the statement is, you know, that's reprehensible behavior, and I don't find it okay for a business to do that. However,
We're on the radio, so I'm not going to sit and, you know, tell little details of our conversation. It was rather extensive, but I mean, long and short, that's what it came down to. And regardless of what I said in the details, he still thinks of me the way he does.
I think that it's an opportunity to get into a conversation about discrimination and how everybody discriminates to some level or another, and that how is it okay for discrimination to occur? For instance, if Hollywood didn't discriminate, or a stage production, you'd have a guy like Lou Ferrigno playing the lead in Swan Lake. That doesn't really make much sense because it's for a tall, thin woman who can do ballet. So should you be able to discriminate based on skill set, based on looks, based on age, based on all these things that discrimination occurs based on? And, you know, why is it okay for one business to do it? It's not okay for another business to do it. And, you know, just sort of show that, you know, in the market that we do have discrimination here in the United States, and discrimination is okay in some areas, and, you know, that sort of society needs to figure that out, not government.
Well, you could point out, though, Mark, that Denny's is a corporation, which is a government-created legal fiction designed to protect certain corporate, office holders, the people that run the company from liability, and that in order to get that corporation, they had to go and beg the government for it. And with begging the government for the corporation comes certain rules. And one of those rules might be that they can't discriminate against certain types of customers. So if they really wanted to have a private business, maybe that's what they should have done, is run a private business instead of going to mommy government looking for protection. I think it's despicable what Denny's did, and I think that it's absolutely outrageous. And I support your suggestion, Nick, that those folks should boycott Denny's, and they did boycott Denny's. It's my understanding that a fair amount of folks...
It's still difficult to get black people to go to Denny's, and I understand.
Yeah. Right.
That's the reality of what they did. And, I think that it should have broken on a national level as far as the story goes, but I don't think the government needed to get involved, and this is just an example of politicians getting in front of a parade. Denny's is paying the price for their discrimination. Really, what's the point of the government getting involved?
Well, and I think it's important too, because if that's part of the education we can give people that maybe aren't liberty lovers yet, but are, I don't know, to get them going in the right direction, is to tell them to use their power as an individual and as a consumer and as a voice to persuade people to their side, as opposed to using the force of government. I think that's a very important aspect of educating people in what it is to be a free person. And using your assets as a human and your voice to make change, as opposed to using violence, because violence is so much easier, and especially when it's organized violence like the government's version. So there's got to be another way. And so I think for me, I used it and I tried to go an angle of being a good consumer and being able to make decisions and affect change in ways that don't involve the government.
Yeah, I think that's an important thing to work towards. And was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
That'd be it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call. Dale, you were kind of silent on that one. Any comments on the issue of discrimination?
I didn't hear most of it because my headphones were messing up.
Oh, no. But, okay, we'll get
I
you
got
there.
I got the gist of it, though. I mean, and I know what Mark was saying as far as discrimination happening, sometimes for totally valid reasons. I mean, you should discriminate based on the things that the job requires. Like, if the job requires you to be good at math, you're going to discriminate based on their math ability. So, and the whole idea, mostly what people think of when they think of discrimination is things like what's happening here, which is racial discrimination, or maybe on the basis of someone's religion and so forth. And, there's also things like people hiring their own family. If you have a family business and they hire family members, there's a term for that that I've blanked on.
Nepotism.
Nepotism.
I think it bears mentioning that Denny's had a problem with theft. And what they were trying to do is come up with a way to solve their problem with theft. So they had a solution, and the marketplace spoke. Their solution stunk.
Yeah, it was stupid. Make everybody pay in advance if that's what you're going to do. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
But they knew that wouldn't, it's just, I don't know. It was a bad idea, and I can't really, it's not defensible or anything like that, but they had a problem. They tried a solution. Their solution stunk. There have been lots of bad solutions in business throughout the years, and there's really no reason for government to get involved in this because the punishment's still being meted out, honestly.
Toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We are busily working to resolve the issues that are coming up with our new site launch. But he did mention that we have launched a brand-new website. It is Free Talk Live 2.0, and it's totally different from the old site. The old site, honestly, was, I put it together back way back in the day. I had Johnson, one of our graphics guys, former co-host on the show, do some kind of graphical reworking of it to make it, updated and looking a little nicer. But now it's really been completely redone basically from the ground up. And our team has done a fantastic job. Johnson kind of heading up the project. The folks over at DRT Media actually did a lot of the coding work for us. And it's not done yet. It's still in beta. So when you're over at freetalklive.com, and you find something that is wrong, head over to bugs.freetalklive.com and report. There's a forum now on our Free Talk Live BBS specifically for bug reports for the new site, and our guys will get on it as soon as they can.
But it has the headlines of, news stories, headlines of the day on there.
We can talk more about that here in a moment, how the site works, how it's different, and would love to get you on the phones here, because we're here taking your calls. New Year's Eve, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, and this is Free Talk Live.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918. Call now. 1-800-583-0918. 1-800-583-0918.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Alex and I have talked about food security for your family for years. Now we're into the holiday season, the happy time of year when friends and family come together, and food is always the expression of our shared love and caring. This year, the eFoods Holiday Special Food Supply has the two things that you've asked for most. Easy-to-make prepared meals that taste great, and a smaller-than-one-year supply for greater affordability. I don't have to tell you that the troubled times and loss of freedoms that we only anticipated in 2008 have arrived in our lives with a vengeance. This holiday special is designed to bring peace and security to you and yours, and comes with a free 7-day responder for you to give to someone less fortunate. Call 800-409-5633. Or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. We here at eFoods Direct wish you peace, security, and plenty this holiday season.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, final edition of the show for 2009. It's been a great year for Free Talk Live. We've had a lot of great new radio stations coming on board to join the show. And
lots of growth.
Now here in the remaining hours of the year, we've launched a brand new website, Free Talk Live 2.0, as it is being called. And it is about darn time, I guess. I mean, we're finally moving into the 21st century here. And basically, the way this the new site works, presuming it is working, and then that's kind of some of the things we're ironing out the bugs. If you find any, report them over at bugs.freetalklive.com. But the way the new site works is it's basically like Dig. If you've ever been to dig.com, you're very familiar with the idea of, I think, what they call social bookmarking. Essentially, what the concept is that instead of seeing information about Free Talk Live, the show, when you first go to the front page of the website, you'll see a bunch of news stories, which they don't actually have to be news stories. You could submit whatever you want. You could submit some questions. You could submit a rant. You could submit, you know, an opinion piece. Or
it could be a blog page. It could be a top 10 list. It could be anything,
yeah.
Right?
You can actually type up your own questions, too, if you want to. You don't have to have your own page to link to on the Internet. So it's not quite like Dig. It's really, it's just got, that's kind of where we borrowed the idea from, because, well, we don't have
maybe
original ideas.
Maybe a funny political comic strip or something like that.
Yeah, a political comic strip from anarchyinyourhead.com. Anything you can put up here. And so you just use the right-hand column. There's a link that says submit a news story, and that's where you go, and you put in whatever the requisite information is. Your story goes into the site, and then other people can essentially vote it up or vote it down. And so basically
it's a really great way to get validated or feel like a jerk, you know, when you enter your story in, right?
Well, I don't know if you'll feel like a jerk, but hopefully people will contribute their stories to the site, and then we'll basically use our own website now for show prep. Because normally we, you know, scatter about the Internet and go to various different websites and pull stories. I'm sure we'll still do that to some extent. But this allows you to find the stories that you like and submit them so other Free Talk Live listeners can see them, first of all.
Actually, I had people ask, how can they do that?
How can they submit the story?
Yeah, well, they like the idea. They want a certain topic. They want to ask a question or have a certain topic come up, but they didn't want to call in for whatever reason. So they asked, is there some way they can do that? And now there is.
Well, I mean, we're not going to guarantee. Still, like anybody that sends an email to the show, we're not going to guarantee we're going to use your email. But
we never have guaranteed that.
This is a good way to get it. This is a good way to get it in front of us and get it in front of a whole bunch of other listeners. One of the original inspirations for this website was that the Free Talk Live show email address, ftl@freetalklive.com, that's how we've been getting most of our show prep from people over time, is that they'd find something they liked, they'd shoot off an email to ftl@freetalklive.com, and it would come in. And the thing is, if 20 people see a hot story that they really think is right up Free Talk Live's alley, as happens so often. I mean, there's some stories that people say, they look at it and they say, oh, this has got to be something Mark and Ian talk about on Free Talk Live, and so they'll submit that via email. So usually what was happening is we'd get, you know, 15, 20 different emails from people on a hot story. None of those people knew that they were sending the same email to us, basically, or the same story to us. So basically what that ended up doing is cluttering up the email box with all the same story. And so people were essentially duplicating their efforts, basically. And so this new website actually allows us to avoid all of that.
Right. It's more efficient. And it also, you know, at the same time allows sort of a culling process. If somebody puts up a story that they may think is the greatest story in the world for us to read, but it doesn't get any votes at all, it'll probably linger down at the bottom and likely we won't see it. But if it gets 100 votes, it's going to be near the top, or maybe I don't know what's going to make anything near the top.
Right now, it's about 10 votes.
Right. At this point, it's not much.
It's brand new. It's just
right.
Released,
it's been in beta, and we haven't really pushed
it. Still is, technically.
Yeah, it really is that so?
We're still ironing out the bugs.
Okay.
That it is now your main site means it's technically not beta anymore.
Is that Kappa?
Beta would be like a limited, beta means you have the option to use it if you want to.
I think beta is an acknowledgement that the project is not at a completed stage and that there are going to be some problems and that users are being asked to help. A public beta is that. For instance, Gmail, Google's very, very popular mail service, which is free, has been in beta for a long time, and I think either they just recently took it out of beta or it's actually still in beta. I'm not sure, but it was open and available to the public, and there was no other Gmail site that you could go to.
It still asks me if I want to send invites. You know, invite so-and-so to Gmail.
Is that right?
I think you might have to be invited by someone?
I'm pretty sure you don't.
No?
No, okay. I'm pretty sure you don't. So,
so all about beta there. Anyway, yeah. It's
these are important many things. Votes, people need to know what beta means. They see it all over the internet.
However many votes it takes to get to the top, that's it's going to indicate to us that it's a good story, at least to some extent or another. Now, are we making some kind of commitment that we're going to read the top story every day that happens to be there?
I don't think we should, because then someone might game the system.
What's that mean?
Well, somebody might try to fake a top story. I don't know how they would go about doing that. They'd probably have to make multiple accounts, and that would be a real hassle. And they could do something like that. But if we were to make a promise like that, then that would encourage people to, I think, unnaturally.
There's a reward
vote
to
things
it.
Up. Yeah. Yeah. So there's a good chance we'll be using many of the stories that we'll find on our own website now, freetalklive.com.
I remember from beta, and I don't see it here now on the site. Oh, yeah, it's here. It's like the newest stories, top 24 hours, top 7 days, top 30 days, top 365 days. Now, which one of these is the top story?
I don't really know, honestly. I'm not sure.
Okay.
I guess it would be, I'm not sure what newest stands for exactly. I don't know the system inside and out myself. They've been busily.
We just bought a website,
Yeah, they've been busily designing this, and I just have said, yeah, that looks good. Okay.
It's Johnson and his he's put together a crew of web geniuses or whatever to put it together. So I'm afraid we don't know everything about it.
So yeah, in fact, it looks like the top 24 and the top 7 day thing are broken right now. So those aren't working. Freetalklive.com is where the new website is, and it's mostly functional. So that's why I decided, it's the end of the year. Let's just go ahead, throw the switch,
trot it out,
get this thing online. It's the best way to make it happen.
Right.
You know?
I agree that even if it is not entirely functional, that we needed to get it out and get it rocking and rolling, because otherwise, what good is it if you don't get out there and try it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know if we've not explained any important features here, but basically, this allows you to really interact with other Free Talk Live listeners in a totally new way. It's Free Talk Live's very own social bookmarking website. I have a feeling this is probably, hopefully, we're hoping that, number one, this will drive a whole lot of more traffic to the site, because there's something new there every time you go, whereas the last time you, with our old website, the only new things that would show up on the site were the new shows. So that was something new pretty much every day, 6 days a week. And then the occasional little news announcement about what's going on with Free Talk Live would hit the main page. But now, every time anybody submits a new story to the site, there's new content there. And you use your, you use your Free Talk Live BBS login name and password to get into this new site. So it's all linked together, too. That way you don't have to have different passwords for the BBS and another password or another account for the Free Talk Live main site. So go ahead, check it out, and get using it at freetalklive.com. We're coming up.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
This is an emergency alert. People don't die of H1N1 infection. They die from system-wide intoxication and toxic shock. Doctors call it the cytokine storm following infection and immune hyperstimulation. Vaccines with immune stimulants or toxic drugs chemicalize your body, adding to your death risk. Prevent death and reverse diseases from infections, vaccinations, and drug toxicity. Call this number to get my free special report about the flu and what to do to save lives, maybe even your own. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Order Zeolife, the world's most powerful broad-spectrum detoxifier, immune system guard, and vaccine cleanse. Avoid vaccinations and drugs. Use Zeolife and OxySilver Hydrosol instead to detox and de-germ your body. Stop the shock of toxicity and preventable deaths. Call 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Or visit zeolife.net and oxysilver.net and order your free report and package special.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want and join us on our website, brand new website, freetalklive.com. All the features there, presuming they're still working, are absolutely free. And hey, you get what you pay for, right? Okay. It is a free website. If stuff is broke, we apologize. We did just do a brand new redesign, as we talked about extensively a few moments ago. So if you find bugs, please go to bugs.freetalklive.com and report them. Let us know what's wrong so we can get it fixed as soon as we possibly can. One of the priorities we're fixing right now is the live streaming links are completely dead. So I don't know if anyone's actually listening to this online, but our radio listeners are still there. And, of course, LibertyRadioNetwork.com is still the same old site that it always was. You can always grab the listen links there. So head over to freetalklive.com. You can still get signed up for updates at updates.freetalklive.com. That's going to be one of the best ways to get in touch or to keep in touch with what's going on with the show, especially now that the main page content is no longer the latest show stuff. We don't have that on the main page of freetalklive.com anymore. So the Free Talk Live updates are going to absolutely be the best way to get that. Alternatively, the Facebook page, I think, will have some stuff, too, at facebook.freetalklive.com. Also, updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the email list.
Check out the Low Country Liberty Report. This Ridleyographer from Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. It's liberty-oriented reports for liberty-minded folks. It's not like it's unbiased or anything, and it's, you know, humorous at time to time. You can see his videos at lclreport.com or join the LCL group on Facebook or Twitter. It's lclreport.com.
Toll-free number tonight, 800-259-9231. So we are about ready to switch over here. Folks over in, Great Britain have already changed over to the year 2010. and the brand new decade is imminent.
No, it's not.
What?
It's not the new decade.
What are you talking about?
If you have 10 numbers, they start at 1 and they end at 10, right?
The number changed from 09 to 10. That's a new decade.
No, it's not.
You're telling me it wasn't a new decade when it went from 1999 to the year 2000?
That's correct.
Dale, do you think that's a new decade? What's a new decade to you?
That's a good question. I was wondering
the first
that
year
myself
zero?
Recently.
Was the first year zero, Ian?
The first day was one. So, yeah, I would say so.
It was the first day of the first year. It was 1 A.D. And then you had 10 years when you got to 10.
I don't care. It looks like a new decade to me.
All right. So you can, please join the line.
When you change from 19 to 20, you're in a brand new, you're in a brand
it
new
looks
10.
Different. I agree.
Yeah.
It looks different, but it is not a new decade. Now you know.
0 to 9.
Please, you can reject it all you wish.
10 to 19.
I've given you irrefutable fact. 1
well,
to 10
we celebrated,
decade.
Did we not celebrate a new millennium when we
you
hit 2000?
You can celebrate a new millennium anytime you want. Hey, I admit that 90%+ of Americans are fooled on this.
You know,
this.
When it comes down to it, that none of it really matters. It's just numbers that we made up to keep up with things.
Yeah.
It's not like
you
anything
can say
changing.
That the ability to count doesn't matter. I guess you can say that,
well,
right?
Well, you can get mad at all those people who celebrated the new millennium when they hit 2000.
I'm only telling you what's right.
No, it's not right. It's not any more right. Your right is not any more right than our right.
My right has
entering the 21st century with 2000.
My right is the ability to count to 10, okay? 200 times. 201 times.
That's nice, Mark. But when you're counting, you switch over to 29 to 30, you're switching to a new set of 10 numbers.
It does look different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that this is one of those areas where most people are going to be on my side, and they're right about that.
No, they're not right. Most people will be on your side, but they're not right.
Well, think about it. This like the year 2000 is like the year zero.
Yep.
It's 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
No year zero. Nope. You got 1 BC, 1 AD. No, you're zero.
Anyway,
the year up until it was 1 AD was 0
1 BC.
AD.
No, sorry. It's not like a number line, man.
Okay, well,
I'm
anyway.
I'm not sure about that. I'm not so confident that that's the case.
Okay.
I think there was a period, there had to be.
Well, it's all arbitrary anyway because somebody just decided
you're
to make this.
You're saying the day after the death of Jesus was 1 AD.
Jesus died in, probably like 28 A.D., or now they're calling it A.E., but he was 33 years old.
Oh, okay.
Because he was probably actually born in like 5 B.C.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't even know where I was going before we got out on that particular tangent. Oh, yeah, it's New Year's, and it's a new decade. That's what I said.
Yeah,
and
you were wrong then,
and
you're wrong now.
And I still stand by it.
You can stand by whatever you want.
It feels like a new decade, and that's what's most important.
That's fine.
It's how you feel about it. And I think most people feel like it's a new decade. So if you agree with Mark, we'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. I wonder if anyone will call on that. You do have your fans out there, Mark, so I'm sure your Mark adherents will
people that can count,
back
right,
you up.
You know, likely they will call in, some of them.
I think Dale and I can count just fine. So
it's not like Dale's agreeing with you either.
I believe he was agreeing with me, as a matter of fact. Dale,
yeah,
who are you agreeing
with?
Yeah, I
think it seems right to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. 2-1. Democracy, we have
democracy stinks.
All right. So, you can't call about anything. Brand new year, and that means it's time for New Year's resolutions. So if you want to share yours with us, we'd love to have that happen. Mark, what are you going to do?
If Wikipedia agrees with me, would you be wrong?
Wikipedia is open to interpretation.
Okay. It's fine.
Lovely.
What does Wikipedia say?
Wikipedia says I'm right.
All right. Well, anyway, still it's a new year, and that means that people are doing New Year's resolutions. And many people will not actually succeed in their New Year's resolutions. I don't remember what mine was last year, but I think it had to do with getting up early. And I don't know if I succeeded at it.
You know what? I have a theory about why they tend to not work. My own personal theory about why they tend to not work. I think that if you are serious about making some kind of major change, I mean, usually they involve a change in your lifestyle.
Yeah.
Something like that. If you're serious about doing that, why are you waiting until the next year? Like, if you're like, well, I don't want to do it right now, but I'm definitely going to do it starting with the new year. Well, if you're not doing it right now, then you're probably not going to do it. Like, I've many times kind of realized that my weight got a little bit out of control and I want to get back in shape again. I just got back in shape. You know, like, oh, okay, I let it slip. I'm paying attention again now. I'm watching what I eat again. And I just did that recently, in fact. And I've lost weight. I didn't wait until the new year to start losing weight.
That makes sense.
You know, and so I think that's what the difference is. And actually, I made a decision recently to start getting up earlier and going to bed earlier so I could enjoy daylight, more daylight. And I'm more productive in the mornings when I'm well-rested.
I always feel better about getting up in the morning. Yeah. I always feel like I get more stuff done during the day, and it's probably true that I get more stuff done when I get up in the morning. If you feel productive, you likely are.
Yeah, I'm a morning person. When I'm well-rested, I work better. And if I'm staying up late, I'm not being very productive. I'm tired, and I'm staying up late anyway, and it doesn't make much sense. So go to bed, get up, and get back to work in the morning, you know? And I started doing that, and I've actually been keeping it up pretty well. I didn't do it as a New Year's resolution, so...
So there's something, maybe there's something to be said, though, Dale. I mean, while I agree with what you're saying here, I mean, it would be silly to, in the month of August, say to yourself, I want to lose some weight. I'll wait, though, until January, so I start to, I mean, it would be absolutely silly for someone to do that. At the same time, the new year and resolutions do give people the opportunity to assess themselves and maybe assess their lifestyle and assess their life and maybe think of things that they might want to change that otherwise might not necessarily have popped into their head to some extent during the year prior.
I'm sure losing weight pops into your head after you eat the Christmas dinner and all the pies.
Losing weight's obviously one of the big ones that people do. But maybe there's some different things that they otherwise wouldn't have thought of because they didn't actually sit down and think to themselves, what can I make better about my life? What can I change about my life in the upcoming days?
I think an opportunity to make a good change in your life is a good thing. So I'm not against New Year's resolutions. They do tend to fail, but it doesn't really matter. The only one that matters is yours and whether or not yours fails. And if you choose that yours will not fail, then it won't.
So what are yours? Share them with us at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line.
You're not allowed to say losing weight.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
You can say whatever you want. 800-259-9231. Maybe we won't believe you if you say losing weight. 1-800-259-9231. I know one of the guys around here in Keene is going to quit drinking, supposedly, which is going to be quite amazing if he actually doesn't. More coming up. You can bring up anything. I'm not. I'm going to continue my Manchester brewing habit. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston. Say again, please. Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll-free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by, and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there for free. It's brand new! Designed, redesigned from the ground up, FTL 2.0. freetalklive.com, and you can still support the show over at Amazon. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com to get your shopping done. Entering Amazon through that link will result in a percentage of your purchase being sent to Free Talk Live. Actually, you know what? I haven't tested that link yet, so I'm not sure if it actually works. If amazon.freetalklive.com isn't working, you can go to amazonus.freetalklive.com or Amazon CA if you're in Canada, or Amazon UK if you're in the United Kingdom.
Or Amazon DE.
DE for German users. So all of that .freetalklive.com, and a percentage of your sale will go to Free Talk Live. Although I don't think we've ever gotten a check from Germany or Canada, which is strange. We've gotten a check from the UK Amazon, so I guess more of our UK listeners shop at Amazon than our Canadian listeners.
Interesting.
You'd think we'd have more Canadian listeners than UK listeners, but what do you know? Anyway, amazon.freetalklive.com.
And here's a New Year's resolution for you. Take the startpage.com's 7-day challenge.
What's that?
It's broken.
What's broken?
The Amazon link.
Okay. Well, sorry.
We're talking about startpage.com.
Yes.
So go to startpage.com, try them out for 7 days. It's a search engine. They aggregate 12 major search engines there for your search. But unlike your old search engine, you have complete privacy because they don't put cookies on your computer to track your IP address, store your information, or anything like that. You can start the 7-day challenge today at startpage.com. And they've got that little, you know, all you have to do is go there and then you click on the thing and it'll add it right to the little corner of your browser, too, to do your searches. So startpage.com.
All right, so we continue here. You're welcome to share your New Year's resolutions with us. We might do that here in a moment, but let's go to your calls about whatever's on your mind, and we'll start with Ryan in Washington. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Dale, hey, and guys. Mark. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. Just wanted to comment real quick on the is this a new decade thing you're talking about. I'll start out by saying I'm not a Mark fan. I'm more of an Ian and Dale fan.
Okie doke.
But you're a counting fan, aren't you?
But I am a counting fan. The Gregorian calendar, which as far as I know is what we're all using to base our dates on.
Not Ian.
Maybe not Ian, but no. it actually skips zero. It goes straight from 1 BC to 1 AD.
So okay, yeah, I understand that. Here's my point on that. The very first decade wasn't a full decade. It was only 9 years. But the calendar doesn't have to be consistent. I mean, we have leap years, okay? So there doesn't have to be any consistency to the issue of decades. So the first decade was actually 9 years from 1 to 9, and then after that, every other decade has been 10 years.
You understand why they have leap years, right?
Yes, it's because of the way the Earth goes around the sun and all that.
Keep everything synced up. They have to twiddle it every now and then. There's but also even leap with seconds the leap years, and leap minutes and things like that.
Right, because it still loses time even with the extra
Yeah,
day.
It's not an exact day, so they do just like leap seconds
not only
and
that,
leap
they
minutes.
Occasionally insert leap seconds too.
That's right.
So when you're talking about integers,
so I've defeated you now.
No,
Mark, so.
When you're talking about integers, jackass, you're talking about numbers, real numbers, counting numbers. Counting numbers start at one,
uh-huh.
And they go on.
I agree with you. It started
infinity.
At one.
I'm a programmer. We start at zero.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay,
we're talking about
that wasn't even a decade. You know, I don't count that one.
Programmers start counting at
if
zero.
If you started at zero. This would be December 31st, 2008. Next year it would be 09. So it still wouldn't be on the boundary if you started at zero.
No, he was claiming that there wasn't that the first decade was not a full decade. It was a ninecade or something
that. If you want to think about it as a fractional decade or something like that, then I guess that, you know, this would be the boundary.
When you're wrong, it requires a lot of like back bends and gesticulations and twisting around in order to be right, and that's what's happening.
This
here.
Is not a back bend and a twisting around. It's to say that years 1 through 9, that was the first segment or whatever, and then the first real decade came after that.
Okay, now let's talk about integers again.
All right,
integers and counting numbers start at one. Okay, because zero doesn't exist. It is an abstract concept.
That's
okay?
Right. Zero is God.
All numbers are abstract.
All right. So zero, God, whatever.
All language is abstractions, actually.
So one, but numbers aren't. Like you can have things sitting in front of you.
Yeah.
And 10
okay.
things is simple. When
right.
you start counting at 1, so 2001 is the beginning of this decade, and you end counting 10 at 10, so then 2010 is the end of the decade. It's
no.
simple, Ian.
No, it's
that's
simple
how you
to say
count.
That you start at 0 and then you end after the 9.
Do you guys really care that much?
This is how he
really
bends
matter.
The world to his own means.
You said 90% agree with me.
You realize,
most people
well,
do.
You realize that you know he's asserted that he's correct, and you've asserted that you're correct, and everyone out there is going to decide for themselves anyway.
All right,
doesn't
right.
matter whether
them,
he asserts it or not.
Now that I have had a chance to explain, most
right.
of them realize.
Oh yeah, that's,
okay,
that's
so
right.
exactly. So now you don't have to
right.
argue about it.
Let's hear what Ryan has to say. Go ahead.
Well, I think. That was about my only comment on that issue. I think that was an entertaining discussion, though.
All right. What are your New Year's resolutions? Do you have any?
I actually don't have any yet, but I wanted to talk about Harry Brown's New Year resolution.
Oh, please. Yeah.
Have you read that article on
no,
HarryBrown.com?
Yeah.
Somebody
actually
linked it on the Free Cane forum.
Yes,
so I glanced
do.
At it.
I do.
He talks about how to be a better, more persuasive libertarian advocate.
Excellent. I actually have it here. The Advocates for Self-Government sent it out in their latest email update, and we can do that here in a little bit.
Yeah, and so what I wanted to kind of just touch briefly on, there's a story on freekeen.com recently about a guy who's opening up a homeless shelter in violation of city ordinances. I don't know if you covered that previously. I'm behind on the podcast.
We've not mentioned that on the air on this program, but yes, there is a man who is allegedly opening a homeless shelter here in Keene, New Hampshire, and he has decided that he doesn't want to wait until the city gives him permission because people might freeze to death, and so he's just going to go ahead and do it. Now, Dale, you've actually been in touch with these folks.
Yeah, I already called them and said that I'm going to volunteer one night a week.
What I kind of wanted to point out was I read both of these things at the same time, and I kind of had an epiphany about how to do civil disobedience. And unfortunately, I'm not in Keene there till 2012, maybe later now that my hours are getting cut.
Wow.
But, you know, it occurs to me that while I fully support stuff like the marijuana civil disobedience that you guys were doing earlier, that sort of activism serves mostly to point out a problem, whereas something like this homeless shelter actually serves to offer a solution.
Great point.
And I was just kind of looking at that, you know, and I sort of read them both at the same time, and it kind of hit me that I think that's going to be the really effective kind of civil disobedience, is the stuff that actually solves social ills, makes the community better.
I can't agree more. I mean, that's I think that's really the direction that we're going in. Is in, you know, there's so much of opposing bad things. I'm guilty of it. I've been doing it for a while. I mean, I'm constantly making fun of the things that I don't like. But I think more and more I'm in this mode of trying to do positive things, of trying to, like, offer solutions and try to actively go out and do good things that will make the community better, that do not involve violence in any way, shape, or form. and show that that is the way to have a better community. And I'd like people to be drawn to that because, wow, this is a positive, good thing that's, like, inspiring, you know? And that should be, you know, I think that's what's going to attract more people to the movement better than anything else, you know? And especially, and also locals, getting locals interested in what we're doing, so.
Ryan, any other thoughts?
No, that's it. Keep up the good work, guys. Love
yes, sir.
Thank you.
I appreciate your call tonight. Thanks for making it, and Happy New Year. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Matt on the line in Illinois on the Amp line. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I just wanted to say that the year starts at 1, it skips 0, it goes to from 1 BC to 1 AD. A decade is 10 years. You don't have a 9-year decade. It doesn't work like that.
Well, but right. So I would say that you don't count that as a decade. You count the first decade as 10 through 19.
No, you count the first decade from the year 1 as the first year, the year 10 as the last year.
That's like the training wheel.
If
you were a software guy, you would definitely do it Ian's way.
Well,
we always
I'm a software guy too. I know binary. I know hexadecimal. It's a damn good thing we don't count in hexadecimal in real life because that would be very difficult.
Not even binary though. Even when you're enumerating an array, you do that. Start with zero, right?
But in real life, when you're counting, you start at one. You don't say, "Okay, I have zero things."
I agree with you completely. That's why I don't count the first one as a decade.
A decade is 10 years.
I agree completely.
The last year of the first decade of the second millennium.
I disagree with that part. That's the part I disagree with.
I had the same argument when the year flipped from 1999 to 2000.
And you're going to have it again in another 10 years.
The fact is amusing, but I think Mark's right.
You cannot speak logic to foolishness. You just can't do it. If somebody takes a position like Ian is, you can't talk logic to that. Forget it.
Let
the moron go about his life.
Yeah, you're just being an authoritarian about time, Mark.
I'm authoritarian about time. Get 10, you moron!
Hour 2's coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.